I'd like me a splash of whiskey to wash the trail dust off in my gullet and keep my singing voice in fettle.
Whiskey's illegal. This is a dry county.
Well, what are they drinking?
Whiskey. These outlaws.
Oh, well, don't let my white duds and pleasant demeanor fool you. I, too, have been known to violate the statutes of man, and not a few of the laws of the Almighty.
You ain't no outlaw. And we don't drink with tin horns.
Sir, it seems that you are no better a judge of human beings than you are a specimen of one. Just on a brief inventory, I'd say that you could use yourself a shave and a brighter disposition. And lastly, if you don't mind me aspersing your friends, a better class of drinking buddy.
You're shooting ironwork.
Appears to do, yes. It appears that the vitals of this lucky son of a gun remain unpunctured.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I remember during the break, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. I only saw it once. It's a pretty good movie. About 6-7 years ago when it came out. It was weird. I went to the Violet Crown to see it right when it came out. They actually had the cast of the movie there to see it. But I was open to the public. It was crazy seeing a bunch of them there. But I told them, find the Ballad of Buster Scruggs where they go into the town. They're not allowed to have guns, but then once they get to the bar, everybody really secretly has them. That's the same thing with nuclear weapons. So they found the wrong clip, but that's okay. They did it so quickly. They found the right one now. Go ahead and roll the right clip. Here it is.
Frenchman's Gulch. This town is new to me.
Hold on, son. How's policy?
Here's a six-shooter. You'll be wanting the Senorita pistols as well?
Everything. How's policy?
Feel a bit naked, but I guess with everyone similarly disadvantaged, there's scant chance of misadventure.
I'm out.
Well, this is well timed. You gentlemen mind if I take his spot?
If and you play his hand.
I would prefer not to.
It is too late. You have regarded the cards.
You seen them, you play them.
I ain't any.
The other hombre aren't it.
You seen them, you play them.
And if and I don't?
You play them cards, Fancy Dan.
Can't no one compel another man to engage in recreation. Certainly not a son of a gun as ill-humored as yourself. And as for names, my horse is Dan. I'm Buster. Buster Scruggs.
Buster Scruggs? The run from Riata Pass? And this pistol.
I do hail from Riata Pass, which is in the county of San Saba. Being the which of why the San Saba Songbird is my sobriquet of preference. But right now, I'd appreciate it if you'd deposit your weapon in the receptacle by the swinging doors, which concealing of it on your person in the first place was a violation of the rules of this establishment and an offense against local norms.
And if and I don't.
So I'm going to tell you again, ladies and gentlemen, you can look this up for yourself, take a little bit of research. It's not, let's say, splattered across the headlines. at least 20 years ago, Saudi Arabia made a deal to have nuclear weapons they own with their pilots in Pakistani flag bombers and fighter bombers in Pakistan. And at a moment's notice, they would then fly those squadrons that would be guarded by Pakistani troops to Saudi Arabia. And it was mainly for Iran, but also for Israel. And the U.S. was told of the deal. Yesterday, they moved 8,000 troops and the same fighter bombers, and you know they got the nukes, into there in a new defense deal that activated an old secret deal. You can read the articles. That's where we are. Belarus just moved Russian tactical nukes to their border and announced it. Iran is now saying not just that we can bail the bomb in a week like they said a month ago. Now they're like, we got nukes, you nuke us, we nuke you. Nick Fuentes is joining us at 1 p.m., an hour and 20 minutes from now, to talk about all of this and to get into what's happening with Trump, the big Massey referendum on can foreign powers control our elections. It is all coming up today. Remember, this is a team effort. You are the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show live. 700,000 followers on there now. I want to thank you all. More joining every day. It's free. Get our latest live feeds and updates. And, of course, Real Alex Jones on X and the new network site at AJ and Live. Please share those. And tell those you share it with to share it. And I mean share it on your email and text message. That's the key. So the forbidden information is live now. The show Big Brother doesn't want you to see is live now. Want to hear what all the hubbub's about? This is it. Live, Nick Fuentes joins Alex Jones today, streaming live, 1 p.m. Central, at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble and stations across the country. So, I asked the crew this morning, they do a great job, and it's thousands of times, I said, get an old clip like 15, 16 years ago, and I said Iran has nukes. And they found a clip from 2001. Now, when I was saying that was from my own research. And then later I had, let's just say, a lot of people at the Pentagon say, how do you know that over the years? And then I talked to somebody who'd worked for the head of CENTCOM as their main assistant. And they said, well, I'm not going to tell you anything secret, but yeah, that's absolutely true. But Iran doesn't want people to know that, just like Israel doesn't want people to know they have nukes. Well, now Iran has said they do, but just for posterity, just on record, here I am 25 years ago.
But let's go through some more of the evidence that this points towards a government bombing to create a crisis to offer a solution. And that only the government stands to gain. And that only the government has the motive to do this. But first, if we attack the Middle East, as Israel is wanting us to do, and we nuke them 20 years from now, they're going to have nukes. Iran already has them.
The average person doesn't have the background to understand what's happening. So Iran has nuclear weapons.
Iran would be willing to block 60% of world's oil trade coming through the Straits.
And let me just stop you. I have a family member that was he's a retired military officer. He was the adjunct to one of the top guys in the Middle East, top general. He didn't tell me anything classified, but he told me 15 years ago, and I've told it since then, separate from that report, he said, look, we war-gamed Iran. They already had nukes back then, folks. He said, we go to war with them, it shuts down the world economy. We can't do it. Iran has had nukes for a long time. Israel's had them. Israel keeps them secret. So does Iran. When you hear they're about to get a nuke for 24 years from Netanyahu every day, he's saying they're developing delivery systems, but they don't want to scare the public with the fact that Iran already has them. Or the public will say, well, then don't hit them, because they'll hit us with nukes. And I'm telling you, Iran's already got nukes. I've been saying that for many years, that they've got a higher level enrichment from my intel. You know, Netanyahu's been saying they're 2 weeks away for 25 years. So they've had the bomb for at least 15 years. And now they've got the delivery systems. And so the Pentagon and the Israelis and people better hope they know where those stuff is and those bombs are. All right, so there you go. Now, let's go to Trump today saying, oh, he'll give him 2 or 3 more days to make a deal before he bombs him. But the Pentagon has already leaked that they told him don't do it. They can now shoot down our aircraft with what the Russians and Chinese have given them. Here's President Trump.
Well, I mean, I'm saying 2 or 3 days, maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something, maybe early next week, a limited period of time. Because we can't let them have a nuclear weapon. If they had a nuclear weapon, they would start with Israel. They would blow it up, and they would blow it up fast, but they'd blow it up. And I'll tell you what, they'd go after Saudi Arabia. They'd go after Kuwait. They'd go after UAE. They go after Qatar. They go after, I think they go after the entire Middle East. And it would be a whole different negotiation. It would be nuclear holocaust. And there's no question in my mind that they'd use it. There's no question. And I deal with these people. They're extremely radicalized. These are not people like what I deal with you.
They've had nukes for years. They've definitely had the fissile material, the questions delivery systems. They know they will be destroyed if they hit anybody. That's why they've said we will only respond now, officially on their national TV, ministry, foreign ministry, if they're hit with a nuke. Now, here's a video of a previous test of a Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile. And now the United States is set to test one in just the next few days. Here's a clip of that.
World events. It is a key component of a data-driven program that has been in place for decades, involving over 300 similar tests designed to validate the performance of the weapon system. The data collected from these routine tests is essential for ongoing and future force development.
Now, here is on national state-run Iranian television, a technology expert explains how to cripple the West, taking out our low Earth orbit satellites. This is in Arabic. I believe that's closed captioning. Go ahead and roll it. One of the greatest crises we will be facing in the coming years is the accumulation of space debris from satellites in low Earth orbit. Any disruption of any kind in this orbit can trigger a chain reaction that will cause a crisis. And since the cost of space technology is really high, for instance, a single explosion could send satellites into a collision course, knocking them out of orbit and triggering a catastrophic cascade effect. This is a much easier task than preventing multi-layered defense systems. In order to strike a country on the ground, it is simpler to attack, but it could create a catastrophic crisis in space. In other words, rather than launching a missile to target somewhere where it would have bypassed defense systems, it's possible to target the low Earth orbit directly, which is the lowest and closest orbit to Earth. An explosion would compromise the entire global satellite infrastructure. It could be a highly effective trigger for a crisis. Now, let me explain that. You got these satellites orbiting at 20,000, 30,000 miles an hour. You blow up a bunch of them, and then the debris scatters out, and then it's going in all directions. It then takes out a bunch of stuff around it. And that's why Musk has been launching thousands of other satellites. He's launched more satellites than everybody in the world combined in the last few years, and that's defense contracts mainly, but also civilian use. Starlink, so that we have redundancy. But that's what's going on here. So, and the Iranians have got ballistic missiles, so they can easy to target satellites and go up. Because a ballistic missile goes up into space and comes back down. You don't need propellant once you get up out of gravity. Once you get out of the atmosphere and out of gravity, you can go anywhere you want with limited thrust. And so they can do that. So, and that's what they're talking about. And that's where we are. The Iranians can fire a missile, and it gets through Israeli defenses and hits the Mossad headquarters right dead center in the top. They can blow up our high-tech radar systems they already have, nuclear reactors, whatever they want. And so that's where we are. Not a good situation. Now, I mentioned this. Let's play the really crazy clip. Here is Israeli finance minister and defense minister Bezalel Smotrich threatens to declare war. No, he says, "I declare war on the entire world and destroy everything in an attempt to arrest is issued against him." He declares himself and Netanyahu's government above the law and says war crime accusations by Europe don't apply to them. In the face of a declaration of war, we will respond to war. He says, "You've declared war on me. We declare war on you. You will now see. I promise all of you, this is only the beginning." So this headline's not even right. He declares war. Then I'm going to get the Fuentes clip ready. Nick Fuentes says the best possible scenario is that Iran defeats Israel so that it destroys Trump's legacy. See, Nick's coming on, but Nick, do you know Israel's mindset? Do you know they're just going to double down? That's why this is so dangerous, okay? They're not going to quit. And Israel's going to false flag themselves with a nuke or something. You just know it's about to happen, okay? I mean, we're talking chutzpah-driven megalomania here, okay? And what has Israel said? They've declared the Samson option that if they're about to be destroyed and Europe doesn't help them, they will nuke Europe as well. A little different than the MAD, mutual assured destruction, that we destroy you destroy us, we destroy you. Now, this is saying, if you don't go along with us, we'll take the whole world down with you. So here's their defense minister and finance minister. Listen to this for yourself.
"Last night, I was informed that the criminal prosecutor of the anti-Semitic court in The Hague submitted a secret request for an international arrest warrant against me. This request joins the unprecedented arrest warrants issued against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former defense minister Yoav Gallant. The clumsy attempt to force upon us a policy of security suicide through sanctions and arrest warrants will not succeed. On a personal level, they do not intimidate me. I am willing to pay personal prices in order to serve my people. If I am required to pay such a price, I do so proudly and with my head held high. But on the national level, they are not harming Benjamin Netanyahu or Bezalel Smotrich personally. They are trying to harm us as the Prime Minister and Finance Minister of the State of Israel. The issuance of arrest warrants against the Prime Minister is a declaration of war. The issuance of arrest warrants against the Defense Minister and Finance Minister is a declaration of war. And in the face of a declaration of war, we will respond with war. The Palestinian Authority has started a war, and it will get a war. From today onward, every economic or other target within my power to harm, under my authority as finance minister and as a minister in the defense ministry, will be targeted. Not talk and gimmicks, actions. I hereby announce the first target that will be struck. Immediately after finishing my remarks here, I will sign an order to evacuate Khan al-Ahmar on my authority as a minister in the defense ministry. I promise all our enemies, this is only the beginning."
Iran is winning. And that is good news. Because Iran is not winning against the United States. Iran is winning against Israel. Make no mistake about it. This is not our war. Trump has said it himself. He said it last week. He said, "This war is not about us." He said, "This war is about our allies in the Gulf and in Israel." And we know this. It was Israel that provoked the confrontation. It was the Gulf countries which lobbied Washington to do this on their behalf. This is part of Israel's grand strategy to achieve a greater Israel by destroying all of their rivals using American power by lobbying them through the Israel lobby. So this is not our war. We have no beef with Iran. I have no problem with Iran. And why would we? It is on the other side of the world. It is irrelevant to us. This is Israel's war. This is their grand strategy. It's all their upside. So I hope they lose. I hope they are resoundingly defeated. And I hope that the Iranian regime remains intact. That would be the best possible scenario at this point. And it would be worth it to embarrass Trump all by itself. It would be worth it to send a message that if you bring us to war on behalf of Israel, that is just not going to work anymore. And it just isn't worth it. And if you try it, you will lose your presidency. You will lose the Congress. you will destroy your own legacy. I would love nothing more than to see Trump become a tragic figure who betrayed his entire legacy and then failed as a result of it. That is the exact message the Republican Party and Israel and the whole country needs right now. Because think about it. This is the ultimate abject betrayal of America First. You could not even imagine a more severe betrayal of America First than for Donald Trump, of all people, to bring us to war in Iran on behalf of Israel. And so I would like to see nothing more than for his presidency and his legacy and his political career to die in a war in Iran. Better his legacy than us.
All right,
better
his legacy and his. We'll talk more about this with Nick coming up in an hour. Nick, yes, one-dimensionally what you're saying makes sense, and Israel pouring in money to primary people like Massey, but do you understand that Israel and Trump will double down? People say, well, then what is the answer? You have to get the public aware of this insanity, and we have to put pressure on them. And the Pentagon already said, no, don't strike Iran again. They can shoot our aircraft down, which I believe is true because clearly Russia and China have been on record shipping in a lot of high-tech stuff they didn't want to give Iran before. But even if it's not true, that's the Pentagon going, stop it. And it's not like they're pussies, and it's not like they're not hawks. They're just not idiots. Like Eric Prince couldn't believe Trump did this 81 days ago. This is crazy. And maybe, I think Trump's actually right saying pardon Netanyahu, who's been convicted in Israel, and then he can go away. But he's cornered. Maybe, I guess let Netanyahu, like Napoleon, go put on an island or something. This is crazy. But you got the defense minister. I hear you're indicting me. I declare war on Europe and the strikes are coming and I'm not bluffing. What the hell does this mean? Then he goes, and we're evacuating our airbase where they keep the nukes. What is that? What is the message there? Very cryptic, very bizarre. I can't even decipher it. It's lunacy. Lunatic land. We're going to break. I'm going to come back with all the other news. And boy, the Massey stuff, and there's a ton of it, and the economy, and just all the insanity. But just remember, I can't do this without your help. It is an insurance policy. You want to keep us on the air, obviously. We need your support. I can't do this without you. The products are incredible. I only sell you stuff that really works. Those of you on the fence have never gone to thealexandstore.com. I'm talking to you. Look in the mirror. Our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. It'll change your life. You're crazy if you don't get it. And to incentivize you, because we have a 90%+ reorder rate, nobody has that, on the T3 iodine and on our ultra methylene blue, medical grade, the very best. Massive flash, buy one, get one free sale for only 2 days. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one free. Buy one methylene blue tincture and get another one free. Or mix and match. Get a trifecta, get the methylene blue free. Or vice versa. And separately, methylene blue gummies, even though they're selling out, 40% off. Everybody loves this for working out and waking up. It's like coffee. I didn't know how popular it was when they launched this. You know, they come up with a lot of the products. And like smelling salts, It's a big seller. War Cry Smelling Salts, 40% off. Ultra DNA Revival with all these super ingredients. Just go look at it. That's all 40% off. Zeolite Tincture Detoxifying Chelation System, 35% off. Creatine Powder, Atomic Defense, Methylene Red Tincture, MK Ultra Brain Booster, Ultimate Chill Energy, all 35% off. Up to 30% off Iodine Tincture, Methylene Blue Caps, CMOS Caps, Gummies, Shilajit Caps and Gummies. And more. Special Memorial Day shirt. We are because they were. And the hat says, never forget for Memorial Day. This is about honoring the heroes. We have everything up so we will live free. Grab the new Memorial Day gear now. Limited edition, thealexandstore.com, before it sells out. That's all at thealexandstore.com. Powering the Second American Revolution worldwide. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. Your arm.